Hello, this is Kevin Anantigo Strong Voice. It's September 8th, 2020. I'm speaking to you from the territory under the jurisdiction of the Republic of Kanata, formerly the Dominion of Canada. A message today of great hope to all Canadians and everyone around the world. A national law has been passed by our National Council of Common Law Assemblies that strikes down all COVID regulations. This is in the wake of similar local bylaws that have been passed over the last few weeks, but now this law extends across Canada. It not only strikes down the COVID regulations of distancing and masking and quarantine and vaccinations, it empowers local citizens to actively say no. And these laws will be distributed through our local common law assemblies and also at republicofcanada.ca. Let me first share with you this law. It was passed by the National Council of Common Law Assemblies, representing literally thousands of Canadians across the country. And it's a far more representative body than Parliament, which is closed down, the courts of law, which are not operating, or these individual bureaucrats in government, which are telling everyone what to do without any lawful authority. The law says, let it be known that the regulations in Canada that restrict free movement and association and impose mandatory quarantines, social distancing, mandatory testing, and vaccinations, and the wearing of masks are unlawful measures, as they've been decreed by no court of law or legislature. And they're medically unsound requirements that threaten and assault the fundamental liberties, health, and security of all Canadians, as well as violating the internationally recognized right of free and informed consent that govern all medical procedures according to the Nuremberg Statutes of 1947. Therefore, it is ordered by the National Council of Common Law Assemblies, as a voice and defender of the people of Canada, that A, no one is obligated to consent to or comply with any COVID regulations, regardless of who's ordering them, and B, anyone is free to actively resist those regulations to the best of their abilities without fear of any consequence, because they are acting within the law and their natural liberties to defend their person. Therefore, it is ordered by this council of common law assemblies that any agent of the state or corporations, any individual or member of these institutions that try to impose these measures on ordinary Canadians is guilty of a crime. In fact, they're engaged in a crime against humanity and a criminal conspiracy to attack the health and liberties of Canadians. And as such, these offenders can and will be tried under this law. They can be arrested and fined, tried in common law courts that are being set up by the assemblies, and imprisoned. As anyone engaged in these crimes, they are subject to the law that is being passed today. Public Safety Law Order Number 0908-2020-A, passed by the National Council of Common Law Assemblies. Now, this law has the full effect and force of the law, and all police across Canada, all local police, Ontario Provincial Police, Royal Canadian Mounted Police, they are all obligated by the law to enforce this lawful order or be charged with obstructing justice. Now, in the wake of passing this law, we've done a few other things today. We've issued a stand-down order to every public official in Canada, to judges, to government officials, to the bureaucrats imposing these laws, to the police, health officers. They're to stand down and not to enforce these COVID regulations, or they will be publicly charged with engaging in a crime against humanity. And finally, the third thing that we need to do, as well as deliver these stand-down orders and post these public laws everywhere you can, on the internet, in your community, everywhere, the third weapon you have is this notice to the people of Canada of what we've done and to the people of the world. It's a notice of public safety law outlawing the COVID measures. And it says you're free to actively resist these measures now, and you can use this every time you go into a restaurant and they try to mask you, every time you go to the doctor and they try to do that, or in the upcoming period when your children are being quarantined and kept from you in school. You can use this notice and say, you people who are doing this are committing a crime, you are personally liable, and I will hold you personally liable for any damages that happen, and we're going to bring you into our common law courts and try you for that. Now, copies of all of these things are being posted today at the website www.republicofcanada, that's K-A-N-A-T-A, republicofcanada.ca. You can also get copies by writing to the Council of Assemblies, plural, Council of Assemblies at protonmail.com, or by writing to republicofcanada@gmail.com. Now, it's up to you, the people, to enforce these regulations. Under our common law republic, all of the people are deputized to defend their rights and to enforce these lawful court orders. These laws that are coming out of the assemblies that represent you, the people. There's no other agency in Canada that's providing the democratic forum for these laws to be passed. So it's essential now that you do that. This is really a declaration of independence from this corporate tyranny being imposed on all Canadians and all people all over the world. We have sounded a bell of freedom all over the world. A shot heard around the world is now echoing even stronger through our national law. Write to us, Council of Assemblies at protonmail.com. Get copies of these orders at republicofcanada.ca. Carry it on, brothers and sisters. There'll be more announcements from the Republic and the Common Law Assemblies very soon. I thank you.